OKLM girls downed Newell Fonda in the first of our doubleheader, 57-50. And to my left is Indians girls coach Robert Mask. And it turned out to be a more hard-fought win, Robert, than maybe you thought it would be late in the third quarter, as the Mustangs did not give in. But 57-50, I think, was the final score of your second game last year at your place, where they came out on top. But you got them second time in a row here this year. Congrats.
Yep, 58-50 last year.
Okay.
But, honestly, this game was exactly what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be a grind. Newell got a game in this week. This is our first game in 20 days. I wasn't worried about our conditioning. I was worried about our not even shot selection, more or less the girls getting a little worked up if the first few don't fall. And I thought that was the case a little bit tonight, because they wanted this one bad, and I know they did. They wanted a little bit of revenge from last year with Newell coming over and getting the conference win on us. And anytime you can come into the Newell Fonda High School gym and get a W or get a conference win, means a lot to the girls. And at times it showed, because I thought we lost our composure late in the fourth for a little while there. Little bit uncharacteristic, but at the same time, these are the kind of games that help make you better for the stretch later in the year.
17-12, you led at the end of the first quarter. You had a one or two threes fall early for you, but then you kind of went into a dry spell. They did as well, so not much scoring output either way in the second quarter, and they hung around. But Ellie, well, she's done it so many times at the end of quarters, about a 30-footer before the half to put you up by nine.
We got ourselves into a bad situation there, though, the possession before, where we rushed a shot rather than waiting for the one we wanted. Gave them a two, but, Ellie does it time and time again. Pulls up from anywhere inside half court and shoots a beautiful shot and hit it. Gave us a little momentum back going into halftime. Third quarter, I thought we did a great job of staying the course. Fourth quarter, we built that lead up to 14. They hit a three to come out in the fourth. And I felt we were a little bit playing not to lose rather than to win the game there for several minutes in the fourth. And, to Newell's credit, they were aggressive to the hoop. They got the contact fouls. Obviously I wish we would have got a few more of the same ones on our end of the basket. But, overall pretty happy with the win.
Yeah, they got as close as two, but they got to the line, as you said. But your team did in the inside the final minute. Ellie, one of the players you want at the line, came through. And Grace Meyer had been one of four at the line before she stepped up, making the front end of a one-and-one with 37 seconds to go, or less than that even. Made it a two-possession game and hit the second, and that's really what sealed the deal for you.
Yeah, I thought Grace did a great job of stepping up with composure. And she's a good free-throw shooter. She struggled a little bit from the line the start of the season, but overall she's a quality free throw shooter. And at the stretch, anytime we can get the ball in Ellie's hand and they're forced to foul, put that girl on the line. I think she's about 90% for her career right now.
Yeah.
That's 9 times out of 10 that's going to come through the way we want it to.
Pokey LM girls victorious over Newell Fonda. Coach Mask's team is now 9-0 and going to 4-0 in the Twin Lakes Conference, as Ellie leads the charge with 26 points. So what's to come, Coach? You'll be at Clarion on Tuesday, Friday, back at your place against GTRA. And I got to get another comment from you regarding a week from tomorrow, when Nevada will be coming to your place in the 3A championship game rematch from a season ago, as you two are still 1-2 in Class 3A this season. And thinking back to last year's championship with the multiple size they have with the 5'11", 6-footers, looking back, I see they were only a plus 6 on the glass against you that game, but they made a big percentage of their shots, got some great looks with that. And Ellie had, 32 in that game, but you really couldn't get anybody else going. I'm sure their size factored in as far as that goes. And I almost forgot that one of their girls had a big game, stepping up with five threes, had 20 points. So taking all that into consideration, what's it going to take, do you feel, as both your teams are really similar from a season ago? What's it going to really come down to turn the tables on them?
I think a lot of it's going to be how much we've matured and how much our game has grown. You know, tonight I don't think was characteristic of our shooting, and you're going to have those games, but I have a feeling that the girls are going to be ready to go when we play them next Saturday night. You know, you stated it well. They have a significant height advantage on us. But that's part of the reason we wanted to schedule the non-conference game, because playing teams like that are only going to make us better and understand what we need to do defensively to slow them down, because they shot the ball incredibly well against us in the championship game. At the same time, you know, we forced 28 turnovers on them. We just didn't capitalize on those. And I think the growth of each girl individually and as the team, I think we'll come out and we'll be ready to play, and we'll see where the chips fall.
And that game a week from tomorrow night will be broadcast on Mix 101.7. So excited about that, Coach. Robert Mask, congrats on the win tonight over Newell Fonda to stay undefeated, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you.